Hello, my name is Gamal Tayyar and I'm the Seema P9 Financial Strategy Tutor at FBT. The Financial Strategy syllabus is broken down into four main areas. Section A, Formulation of Financial Strategy, which accounts for 20% of the syllabus. Section B, Financial Management, which accounts for 30% of the syllabus. Section C, which is Business Valuations and Acquisitions, which accounts for 25% of the syllabus. And Section D, Investment Decisions and Project Control, which accounts for 25% of the syllabus. The examination itself is broken down into two sections, Section A and Section B. Section A contains one compulsory 50-mark question, whereas Section B contains four questions, each worth 25 marks each, of which students have to attempt two. There is no area of the syllabus that is excluded from either of the sections of the exam, which means in any of the main syllabus areas can appear in either Section A and or Section B. One of the fundamental problems on this paper is many people perceive it to be a technically difficult paper. And although several of the topics are technically difficult, overall there's enough easy marks to actually get you through the exam. Most students, however, fail to recognise the exact requirements of each question. As long as students attempt every part of what is actually being asked for, it is relatively straightforward to get a 50% mark overall. Try to pay particular attention to question one, which very often contains a report, which can easily be worth in excess of 30 marks. The examiners fundamentally give you a lot of detail of what they want here, several areas they want you to discuss, the main headings they want you to look at, and include several of the calculations that you've talked about or calculated in the early parts of the question. For the May 2009 examination, I am tipping the following syllabus areas. Learning outcome A1. Identify an organisation's objectives in financial terms and evaluate their attainment. Learning outcome A3, identify and analyse the impact of internal and external constraints on financial strategy. Learning outcome B1, identify and describe optimal strategies for the management of working capital and satisfaction of longer term financing. Learning outcome C1, calculate values of organisations of different types. Learning outcome C4, compare and recommend alternative forms of consideration for and terms of acquisitions. Learning outcome C7, discuss and illustrate the impact of regulation on business combinations. Learning outcome D1, analyse relevant costs, benefits and risks on an investment project. Learning outcome D2, evaluate investment projects taking account of potential variations in business and economic factors. Learning outcome D3, recommend methods of funding investments taking account of basic tax considerations. And finally, learning outcome D5, recommend investment decisions when capital is rationed. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of luck in the May 2009 examinations.